Tape script 5.7.
When Love Lasts Forever. An interview with 102-year-old Olive Hodges.
But as a matter of fact, it'll be a rather sad St. Valentine's Day for Olive Hodges. She's reached the remarkable age of 102, and she had been looking forward to her 77th wedding anniversary this year. Sadly, her husband Fred died at the weekend, but she told our reporter Bob Walker about their long relationship. Their first meeting was a brief one during the First World War. Their courtship began later after a chance meeting in a park.
He was 17 and a half at that time, and 6 months later, he was called up into the army. There were many people who died, were killed by his side. He came through without a scratch. It was a miracle, really. Then, just after the armistice, when we were in the park, and there was a band on Sunday afternoon, this young man walked by and raised his hat. Then he went back and raised his hat. And he did this about 6 times. And I was very amused, but I said to my friend, well, next time, if he goes by again, I'll put him out of his misery. So the next time he went by, I made some small remark to him, and he came along and talked to us. He used to come round and call for me to go for a walk, so we were going for a walk one evening, and he said, I should like to marry you, but I don't have any money. And I said, well, we can wait. I didn't see any need for a hurry, and that was it.
What was the secret of such a long and happy marriage?
Well, we loved one another so intently, and our attitude was that we wanted to make the other one happy.
Now, you were married almost 77 years, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Was your love for each other as strong right up to the end?
I think it was stronger. He didn't want to leave me, and I didn't want to leave him. He wanted me with him all the time. I was pleased to be with him, for that matter. And he was always asking me if I still loved him as much as I used to. And I had a job to reassure him that I did love him, but he really loved me so much.
Well, what can you say? That was Olive Hodges.